This is Health Matters with a report on nutrition and eyesight.
Last week, we reported that the flavor enhancer monosodium glutamate damaged and destroyed cells that enable sight in mice eyes. Cells that serve the same function in human eyes are damaged and destroyed by dietary deficiencies, a zinc deficiency, for example, or a vitamin A or vitamin C deficiency. The bottom line is, eyes require a lot of nutrients. Our eyes and our brain represent only 2% of our body weight, but they require 25% of our nutritional intake. Eyes alone use one-third as much oxygen as the heart.
And the eyes need 10 to 20 times more vitamin C than the rest of the body.
Eye function is completely dependent upon an amino acid called taurine. In fact, most of the taurine food in the human body is concentrated in the heart and the eyes. Concentrations of taurine in these vital organs range from 100 to 400% higher than the rest of the body. In particular, taurine is essential to the workings of the retina.
Taurine used to be called non-essential amino acid. Non-essential in this context means that our bodies have the capacity to manufacture taurine. Because the human body makes taurine, it was once thought that humans don't have to rely on food as a source of it. But research has determined that we do need to rely on food for taurine.
Studies indicate that there is a link between low taurine in the diet and low taurine levels in the blood. So whatever the mechanism is that triggers our ability to manufacture taurine, it doesn't mean enough to ensure healthy eyes and good vision unless it is present in the diet.
Simply put, we need to obtain the vital amino acid taurine from food. Animal products are a primary source of taurine. Beef, chicken, and duck. Fish and seafood. Egg and milk products. We should mention that the need for taurine may increase with age. Lack of taurine in the retina can lead to degeneration of photoreceptors, which is why eye doctors sometimes recommend using taurine supplement in cases involving cataracts, macular degeneration, retina injury, and other conditions.
Taurine triggers a synthesis of protein molecules that help to heal damaged tissue. Taurine is also a critical factor for nerve impulses in the eyes.
Taurine helps tired eyes as well, and it is recommended as an aid to floaters. Floaters are random wandering spots that appear in the visual field and are more common in people who have diabetes. While they do not necessarily impair vision, they can be annoying. Making sure you have taurine-rich foods in your diet can help.
Zinc, a trace mineral, is another vital nutrient for eye health. In fact, the greatest concentration of zinc in the human body is found in the eyes. Zinc has been called the intelligent chemical because it is the nutrient that regulates communication between neurons and the parts of the brain that control memory, language, reason, and insight. It is now believed that proper intake of zinc optimizes brain function and may prevent cognitive decline as we age.
Zinc is very important in insulin functioning. It is vital to synthesizing, storing, and secreting insulin. Studies have determined that low levels of zinc play a role in diseases associated with diabetes, such as coronary artery disease, hypertension, and impaired vision.
With all the foods that contain high levels of zinc, it's somewhat surprising that people have low levels of this essential trace mineral. Zinc is found in spinach, beef, pork, lamb, and turkey. It's found in salmon, crab, and shrimp, in peanuts, egg yolk, garlic, kidney beans, brown rice, peas, cashews, mushrooms, and dark chocolate.
But don't think you can fulfill your daily zinc needs by eating a regular chocolate bar. Dark chocolate means 85% chocolate. Anything less does not deliver the goods.
We've concentrated on two nutrients essential to the eye health, taurine and zinc. Vitamin A and C are also essential, as are the fatty acids. We'll continue this report next week, zeroing in on the fatty acid connection to eyesight.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Emily Marshall, Tashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.